Getting Zen with Gen Z. Empowering, motivating, and inspiring you to live your happiest, healthiest life. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Getting Zen with Gen Z. Today, our guest in studio is Julie Schiffman. She is an expert and EFT practitioner, expert in tapping, which she's going to explain all about in 1 second to define that for people who are not familiar. But I was able to experience a tapping course a couple months ago, which is great so that we can really kind of talk about it, how I experienced it. Julie can get into the clients she works with and just giving us a little more insight into what tapping is and how it can really help us overall, mind, body, and soul. So welcome, Julie. Thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thank you so much for having me. So happy to be here today.
Of course. And we have met before. I'm like, we do have some, I feel like we have a lot of mutual friends.
For sure.
But I was like, when you walked in, it was just like a breath of fresh air, like so familiar. I'm like, Julie, like we've known each other.
For sure.
So I do appreciate you taking the time out. And, you know, I had heard a few of my friends talking about tapping not too long ago. And then one of my friends who's a massage therapist invited me to this course in the city. It was like a 2-hour, really short kind of cliff notes of tapping to learn how to do it for yourself. And it was a little more geared towards relationships and love. But I was able to get the gist and a little bit of a sense of what it was. But I want you to tell us and the audience exactly what tapping is and what EFT stands for.
So tapping is awesome. It is. I've been doing it for almost 20 years, over 20 years.
Wow.
And tapping is also known as EFT, as you said, mm-hmm. emotional freedom techniques. That's what it stands for. But a lot of people know it as tapping because it looks, if you were to look at somebody, it looks a little silly because they're actually tapping on points on their face,
okay.
and points on their chest, under their arm. Mm-hmm. So it definitely looks silly. But it is a really unbelievable way to send energy through your body and to just create balance within your body's energy system.
I love it.
And it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. It really is. And it's really, it's quick and effective. And it's something that you can use not only for emotions,
okay,
anxiety or depression or mm-hmm. anger or sadness. It's something that you can use for pain in the body as well. It works really, really well for pain.
Oh, wow. Yes, I might need to use it for that.
Okay. It works really well for just about everything and anything. And one of the things that I love about it is that it is something that we can do for ourselves, on ourselves, at any moment in time. You know, you really can just tap on these points, and mm-hmm. we make statements along with these, along with the movement.
The,
uh-huh. Yes, exactly. And you're just tuning into the problem, and
okay.
you're sending energy through your body, and when you do that, the tapping sort of allows, it creates a space within your mind, within your body, to come up with either different solutions or creates just general overall healing within your body.
Okay.
It's a really cool process.
So it seems very, I mean, I'm, of course, and everybody should know this by now, I'm a huge promoter of self-care, self-love, wellness, obviously. But having tips and tools, that's the whole point of this podcast, is to be able to do these things to kind of help yourself and take that moment for you just to bring a little bit more of that self-care aspect to your daily life. And myself doing Reiki on a lot of clients, I feel like it's very similar, kind of in a sense of clearing out kind of some of the negative energy, bringing in the positive. You know, I focus a little bit more on the chakras and clearing those a little bit, but I'm sure, how would you say that Reiki and tapping kind of are similar or different, I guess you would say, as far as clearing, what kind of points are you using per se to tap on to clear that energy out?
So when we're tapping, we're usually using actual acupuncture points.
Okay.
So it's, what's great about it is that you're using your fingertips. You're not actually using the needles, mm-hmm. but you're still tapping on points like the spleen point and the stomach point and the liver point.
Okay.
It's similar to Reiki. I mean, there's a lot of great techniques out there, right?
Absolutely.
And Reiki is one of those things. Mm-hmm. Reiki, you need to actually go to someone for the most part to have it done.
Uh-huh.
The similarity to it is that, you know, you're sort of tuning in to the stress in the body, stress in
right.
the mind, right?
Yes.
And And then you're releasing it. You're creating a space to release the energy. You're getting the energy moving in the body. Mm-hmm. And when the energy starts moving, then, you know, emotions and stress, it's all just energy.
Right, absolutely.
It's all just made up of energy. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And so what happens when we're stressed is that it creates a disturbance in our energy system. And the way we know that is if you're feeling stressed about something, mm-hmm. or let's say you're feeling anxious about something, you might feel tension in your chest or tension in your neck and shoulders. You might feel a pit in your stomach.
Oh, definitely.
Right? And mm-hmm. so you can feel that in your body. And so some people really don't recognize that, you know, you can't have an emotion without feeling it physically, and you can't have something physical going on without having some sort of emotional reaction to it.
Right.
And so the two are totally connected. You can't disconnect mind, body, spirit, right? They're always connected all the time.
Absolutely.
And so by tuning into this and by moving the energy in your body, you're moving that stuck energy. You're moving that tension that might be in your chest mm-hmm. just with the act of tapping. And for you, it's with moving your hands over someone's body or that
right.
sort of thing. So it's just a different way yes. of getting to the same place.
Awesome. Because I felt after I had that session and experienced it, I felt a lot lighter when it was done, which is a very similar, feeling after a Reiki session. Also, you just feel a lot more clear, a little more clarity, I would say, too.
Totally.
But your body just, you feel like a weight's been lifted. It just feels so much lighter. I think is the best way I can explain it.
Because your body's natural state is to want to feel relaxed or
right.
to feel calm. That is your body's natural state. But
yes.
when we allow the thoughts to enter in,
oh,
and
yes.
the anxiety starts, right? The fears
yep.
and the apprehension and the worries and the stories that we create in our head, things that don't even happen,
mm-hmm.
right? We start feeling that in our body. And
definitely.
So that creates, there's the tension, there's the heaviness, there's the pit, there's mm-hmm. the heart pumping faster. All of that.
It has that physical control. It kind of takes over. So to be able to hone in on that and clear that out, I think is such a useful tool to be able to do to your, you know, on yourself daily. So you work with clients basically on showing them kind of how did it, do you do it with them or are you giving them the tools to kind of take it home to do it? How does a session work?
Both, actually. So
okay.
a session. So I'm a therapist. I have my master's degree in social work, and mm-hmm. I've added tapping sort of into my repertoire, like I said, for over 20 years. When a client comes to me, it might be for anxiety. It might be mm-hmm. for pain in their body. It might be a struggle in their life, a struggle in a relationship, a struggle in their career, whatever it is.
Right.
And so what we do is we talk about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what is being created around all of this. What are the emotions around it?
Right.
Where do you feel it in your body? All of that. And then we start tapping on it. So it's a dialogue that continues throughout a session. They tap on themselves. I tap on myself.
Okay.
All my sessions at this point are remote, which means I do them all either over Skype or phone. I used to see clients in person. I
uh-huh.
do still sometimes, but for the most part, it's either phone or over Skype, which works right. really well also.
Which is great. You got to love technology for that. That's
gotta
amazing.
Love it. I know. It is amazing.
Yes.
Because I have clients all over the world.
Right. That's incredible.
It is.
Yeah.
So the way it works is I tell them exactly where to tap, and then I tell them what to say,
mm-hmm.
and then they repeat after me.
Okay.
And we go through a few tapping rounds. I mean, within an hour, we do a lot of tapping rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, typically people will feel much better from the beginning of the hour to the end of the hour. And little by little, they start to notice huge changes in their life. And then I also give them homework and say, okay, between now and next time we talk—
Right. This
sometimes
is what
you
need
know.
To do.
Sometimes, right. Sometimes they only need to see me once. If
okay.
it's for like a quick pain or a
uh-huh.
you know they're
something
just dealing
very
with
specific,
yeah,
maybe.
Something specific, which can usually sometimes be cleared out
mm-hmm.
in a relatively short time. Not always. I don't want
right.
to make it sound like it's a 1 minute wonder.
No, I mean everybody's very individual. It depends,
yes.
obviously, what you know
exactly.
And yes, I like that you point that out. That it can be like, oh, clear all your problems in one session,
right.
which may not obviously be
for
accurate.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So. But between now and the next time we talk, these are the things that you can tap on. And I have lots of tapping videos out there on YouTube that people can watch also on all sorts. I think I have almost 100
wow.
of tapping videos. They've been viewed by almost over 4 million people at this point.
That's incredible. Awesome. As you just told me that before we started recording, I mean, that's a huge accomplishment.
It's huge that people are willing to take the time to do things to better themselves.
Yes.
And to make this world a better place.
I mean,
and
4 million people out there.
Right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Or it's one person watching it 4
right.
million
I mean,
times.
Hey, I don't know, whatever, right? You know?
All right.
But still, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It's that's very awesome. Cool. So how did you get on this journey? How did you find tapping? I mean, I feel like it goes very well with you having your master's in social work. I mean, that kind of, it's a very therapeutic service and complements what you do very well. But how did you find it? How did you get into it?
So I love how I found it because I was getting panic attacks. I was actually a school social worker. I was working at a prominent high school in the North Shore, mm-hmm. in the Chicago suburbs. And I was just out of grad school. I got my master's degree and I started getting panic attacks. And here I am, school social worker, and I'm working with students who have anxiety. And all of a sudden, I'm getting panic attacks out of nowhere. I mean, seemingly nowhere, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
That's the thing about panic attacks is that, you know, you're obviously not addressing something.
Right.
And so they're showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a very good friend, Dr. Darren Weissman. You may know him.
Yeah, the name is very familiar.
Okay. Yes. Well, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So my husband grew up with him,
uh-huh.
and he created something called the Lifeline Technique,
okay.
Which is something I know you had Dr. Carrie J. on. And,
Yes. So okay. It's all connecting. Yeah. It's all connecting.
Right,
I love it.
And at the time, he's like, why aren't you coming to see me? And he's a chiropractor, but I mean, mm-hmm. now he does so much more than chiropractic.
Right. A lot of holistic health.
And I said, well, why would I come to see you? I mean, we were like in our mid-20s, you know, mm-hmm. why would I come to see you for panic attacks? You're a chiropractor. I didn't know anything about chiropractic then either.
Right.
But he said, you need to come see me. And I was like, okay. So, you know, and I'd gone through therapy and I'm talking about the same thing every week, you know, telling the story over and over again. And mm-hmm. even though I'm not bashing therapy, it's a great thing. But it just wasn't really getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I went in and he didn't even really do chiropractic. He was doing some energy work and touching different points on my body. And I was like, I don't know what you're doing. You know, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I didn't know anything about holistic health at that point. And I mean, within probably 2 months, I was like, you know, I was feeling so good. I couldn't even believe it. And it wasn't even around talking about all these problems. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just doing all this energy work in my body and telling me to change my diet and whatever. And I said, I've got to learn this. Like, I don't know what you're doing. I think it's really freaky and really weird, but this is like my calling. Like, mm-hmm. this is what I'm supposed to be doing, something around this realm.
Right.
So lo and behold, I don't know how many months later it was, and he said, there's someone by the name of Dr. Joe Mercola. I don't know if you know who he is. And he's a doctor, and mm-hmm. he has his DO, and he's got the largest natural healthcare website, I think, in the world at this point. At the time, it was probably in the U.S., but I actually didn't know who he was when I started working for him, which is so funny.
I mean, I don't know that I could tell you. Well, exactly. I mean, I feel like everybody's heard of the name.
Yes.
Dr. Mercola. You know, I'm familiar with it. It's just everybody, I think, knows who has heard it at some point or another.
Right. So I didn't even know who he was. Mm-hmm. You know, and meanwhile, I'm telling people I'm going to go work for Joe Mercola, and they're like, oh my God, are you kidding? You're going to work for Joe Mercola? Like, and I'm like, I don't even know who he is. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
So anyway, I interviewed with him and he was like, this is what's missing from my practice. He said, I see people and I treat them on a physical level and I help guide them nutritionally and I recommend supplements and, you know, exercise and holistic food and all this stuff and tell people how to move their body. He's like, no one knows how to address the underlying emotional component. And that is what is at the core of the physical manifestations, you know, the illness, the autoimmune disease, the inflammation in the body, all of that. And he said, you're hired and I'm going to send you to go train with all these different people, Gary Craig and, you know, created it, developed it. And he did. He sent me to all these different places in the U.S. I was so grateful. He's like, you're going to go train, learn it, come back in 3 months or whatever, and I want you to start working with my patients.
That's awesome.
And I was like, okay, I quit my job at the high school. My husband was like, you've got to be kidding me. You have summers off. You have great insurance.
Right.
You're nuts.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm telling you, this is it. I'm like, this is, I
you
I
know
have to
that
do this.
Gut feeling. It's
it
like, this
totally
is what I'm meant to do. I'm going for it.
I'm like, I don't care if you support me or not. This is what I'm doing. And he did support me. But so I started working for him. And lo and behold, almost every client, patient that walked into my office, this became part of Dr. Mercola's program is okay. that they went to see him, and then they had to see somebody else mm-hmm. who, you know, dealt with the emotional underlying component. We yes. had other people in the office, too, that they would go to see. And we just kept seeing people were getting better and better and better by addressing the underlying emotional component mm-hmm. to what was going on, along with, of course, the food they were eating, you know, their diet, their exercise.
Well, but it's everything. I mean, that's that everything. Pure mind, body, soul right there. You're addressing everything one-stop shop. I mean, you have to
totally
address what's going on emotionally in the body, and obviously the foods we're putting into our body and the movement and the physical aspects. Like, it all connects and works together.
Totally.
So that's incredible.
So, yeah. So I worked for him for about 15 years.
Wow.
At some point, I started doing videos for him. So mm-hmm. if people have seen me on video, it's probably through Dr. Mercola's platform, which I'm okay. so grateful for. And then he decided not – he just was focusing on his website and whatever. And so he closed the doors to patients coming in. And mm-hmm. so I went off on my own. And then I started just seeing clients on my own. And so it's been a pretty amazing journey to not only learn about EFT and tapping, but to share it with the world in such a way where, I mean, I just see people getting better and better and better just by tapping on their head. You know?
Right. I mean, I know. And when people aren't, you know, and they can listen to this and they're like, what? Not when they're not open to things. I mean, I get that look too when I'm talking about Reiki. But, you know, I think when people can just let go and experience something, and it's like, listen, this is non-invasive. Like, you're not doing something where you're altering your state of mind or anything. You know, you're doing something just physical, as simple as tapping on certain points. Give it a shot. And I mean, the results are just
it's
incredible.
Proof in the pudding, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, listen, it can be as simple. Things, you know, it's all about simplicity, I truly believe. And it's like when we can really kind of hone in and focus on what we really need to do, what can make us feel better, tap in literally to those emotions, you know, I feel like it's definitely worth a shot.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when I first started teaching it to people and mm-hmm. showing it to people, and of course, they'd look at me like I have, you know, three heads.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? You want me to tap on my head? And, you know, I mean, this looks ridiculous. It feels so silly. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you know what? Just try it. It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
Like, just try it and see what happens. If it doesn't work, you don't have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but try it. And 9.5 times out of 10, someone will be like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
I think it's the best thing.
How much better I feel.
When, like, the most skeptical person who is so hesitant to try something, like, absolutely turns the other way and loves
right.
it.
Life changing.
Yes.
Life changing.
That's
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah.
So people can find all your videos on YouTube.
Yes.
And then they can also connect with you and obviously do these online sessions.
Yes.
Okay.
And they can go to my website, julieschiffman.com. If they want to connect in that way also, but yes, online.
Perfect. And then I know you talked about, we're going to probably go through an actual tapping for the audience so they can kind of follow along and listen in and do a little bit of a tapping session themselves. But when I was looking at your website, what is the technique called? The emotion code. Yeah,
emotion code. And body code.
I saw that on there and I was like, well, what is this technique?
Oh, that's How super cool.
Okay.
That's super cool.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. I didn't know we were going to talk about it.
I was just like, I don't know if that's a whole separate conversation, but I think it all obviously ties in.
It is. And it's another thing that people can actually use for themselves as well. So
okay.
The emotion code was developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And he has a book out there. I think it might even be free online. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be. Maybe it's not now. It's cheap anyway.
Okay.
And it talks all about how, you know, about the energy in our bodies and how stuck emotions and not, mm-hmm. you know, the things that we don't express, our body will express for us is basically the bottom line in that.
Okay.
And so the technique, I am not going to go into the story of how he created it.
Yeah, no.
But it's basically, it involves muscle testing. I assume you're familiar with mm-hmm. muscle testing.
Yes.
So kinesiology, asking
right.
the body questions. And you muscle test to see, are there trapped emotions in my body which are contributing to, let's say, this knee pain or elbow pain or my inability to move forward in my life or just mm-hmm. feeling stuck or, you know, this the conversation I had with a friend of mine who made me really upset.
Yep.
Any of those things.
And
are there any trapped
within.
Emotions about that?
Mm-hmm.
And so he has a chart of 60 different emotions on this page. Of course, there's a lot of other emotions, but he says they're sort of encompassed
kind of the most
in these
general,
60.
Yeah.
And so you muscle test it and you check and see which trapped emotions and then you clear it with a magnet. And so you can either, you can take a magnet, but they're, you know, small magnets. You could take any magnet. You could even mm-hmm. use your hand. And you run it from the, in between your eyebrows, the governing meridian, which mm-hmm. starts between your eyebrows, goes over the top of your head yep. and over the down at the back of
the
your
crown,
neck.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing it on someone else, you could take a long magnet and like roll it
okay.
down someone's spine.
Uh-huh.
And it releases, you focus in, let's say, on anger. Mm-hmm. So let's just say we're working on, let's just say you have like a shoulder issue, right? And we say, okay, so
yeah,
either.
That yeah, sounds perfect.
Okay. you know, are there any trapped emotions which are contributing to the, you know, the shoulder pain? And mm-hmm. so we can muscle test and say, okay, anger showing up or, you know, and then sadness and then disappointment. And, you know, maybe there's five or six different emotions. And then we can also muscle wow. test the age. So at what age did this emotion become trapped
really?
In your shoulder? Is this prior to 20? Is this, you know, birth to 10, birth to 6, 1, 2, 3, 4 years old? You know, we can check and say, okay, this is from... Let's say, I know it sounds, you know, we're talking about this now. People who are listening, they'll be like, what? But it could also be from last week or it could be from an hour ago.
Right.
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 And it's just trapped energy in the body. And so with each of those emotions, we take the magnet, we run it, yeah. We release it. And again, you know, 9 out of 10 times, there is like a huge relief just from releasing the energy, you know, with a magnet. The body code is sort of its own entity.
Okay.
In terms of it, that's a computer program. Again, with muscle
okay.
testing.
Yes.
But that looks at all the toxicity in your body. It looks at all your organs, glands, systems. It looks at all the bones in your body. It mm-hmm. looks at all your tendons. It looks at every system in your body. It looks at all the chakras. It looks at...
This is so fascinating.
It's fascinating. I love it. I use it along with EFT tapping.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like those would yes. work very well together.
They work really well together. So
because you can really hone in on like what's going on, especially if it's more physical pain, but even the emotional, like where it's trapped, and then you can focus on that area for the tapping.
Exactly.
Right?
And
okay.
so let's just say
so
you had the shoulder pain, right? And mm-hmm. so we're muscle testing, and you know, let's just say. Let's not use 4 years old because I think that concept, we could go on and talk about that for a long time.
But right.
Let's just say it's from like a week ago,
uh-huh.
right? That something came up a week ago. Maybe
yeah.
it was a sports-related incident or maybe it was a
That sounds
a strain
about right.
Or, okay.
Yeah. yep.
Not that I know. And so then you might say, yeah, you know what? I tweaked it when I was doing this position in this particular sports-related thing I was doing. Or maybe it was, you know... an argument, you're like, you know what, about a week ago, I had this argument with my best friend or with my boss, or I was feeling stressed about this or that. And mm-hmm. then we go through and we can also do some tapping around it.
Okay.
So we can say, you know, even though I have this shoulder pain and it seems to be related to, you know, this argument I had with my best friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sort of going through the points and tapping, I accept myself anyway, and I'm ready to let it go and just release it.
Right.
And so you're allowing your body to finally express those emotions
yes.
that weren't expressed when the incident happened.
Well, this all ties in. I think it's just with, you know, it makes so much sense because it's like we hold on to emotions so much and we don't talk about them. And that's why even I tell clients, you know, it's really good to journal stuff because you're at least letting it out. So you're putting it on that piece of paper and letting it out of your mind. And for some reason, doing that just makes you feel a little lighter, like you're passing it on and letting that go. So it's the same kind of act. And this is just a different tool to accomplish that. But of course, when we're holding on to all these pent up emotions over, gosh, I mean, weeks, months, years, it's definitely going to cause some physical issues within. So, you know, people can be skeptical about it, but it really makes a lot of sense.
It does.
When you talk, you know, it's like this can absolutely happen. We hold on to a lot of that, and that does kind of, you know, it's hard for us to kind of move on and deal with the day to day or be positive about things when we're holding on to a lot of negative emotion inside.
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm really intrigued about this. Emotion code is our emotion.
Yeah,
code?
We could talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
it more.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm like,
book.
I want to experience it.
Yeah, for
I want to
sure.
do it.
I'm happy to do it with you.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if this is a good segue, but do you want to go through a tapping session?
Sure,
okay.
I'd love to.
Awesome.
I'd love to because if people are willing to follow along with it, and I know you are, I think they'll see, you know, a difference between the moment before we start tapping and then when we're done tapping.
Okay.
And if people can just feel relaxed within a matter of 3 minutes, 5 minutes,
hey.
You know, it'll turn people onto it. And you know, my goal is always just to help people to feel better
mm-hmm.
feel better within themselves, within their own body, within their mind. Because then we shine that outward, right? And then 100%. Again, it just makes
it's all
the world
about helping
a better place.
Others.
And so, yeah, for sure.
But I
for
think sure. that's a good point too that you mentioned is that it doesn't take long. Yeah. It doesn't take a lot of time.
Right.
So this is something, you know, I think people are kind of hesitant. Like, I don't have time to take care of myself or out of my busy schedule. If you have like 3 minutes, right. you can do this, you know?
Right.
So I think that's a good thing to point out so people realize that.
Absolutely. And I do want to say, I mean, there are obviously situations in life that are intense. And sometimes we do have to reach out to somebody like a mm-hmm. practitioner or that sort of thing.
Yes.
To help us. Because like I said, it's not always a 1 minute wonder. And sometimes it can be really intense. It can be a really deep underlying issue. Mm-hmm. But in the moment, when you're in a pinch, when you're feeling stressed.
Right.
When you're feeling upset, when you are feeling whatever you're feeling mm-hmm. that isn't, you know, feeling good, then yeah. why not just take a few minutes? And it, even if it just allows you a minute to just sort of breathe and just sort of come back to your present moment yeah. and just be in that place of,
it's taking know. That breath.
Yeah.
You know, I had Daryl Jones, yes. Carrie's husband yeah. on, and we were talking about just meditation and breathing. And I don't know how many, you know, he brought up the best point, which I love, was that everybody brushes their teeth. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and usually it's twice a day. So he's like, so, okay. take, you know, yeah. Take 3 deep breaths yeah. after you brush your teeth in the morning and after you brush your teeth at night. That's like a form of meditation.
Totally.
As simple as that, just being aware and focusing on that breath and releasing. So it's like, obviously, if we can take the time or if there's a little bit of a larger issue, we might need a little more help and guidance. But to be, we know being consistent with things also helps us kind of detach a little bit more and feel a little bit better and a little more positive energetically. So it's like doing something for, you know, that 3 minutes a day is definitely going to help. You know, if you don't have that hour.
Exactly.
But just doing what, daily things.
Totally. And what yeah. I tell people is I love tapping in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I take a shower every day, usually.
Right. Exactly. So see, we have something for brushing your uh-huh. teeth and then in the
and
shower.
And even going to the bathroom. Everyone has yeah. to go to the bathroom.
Right.
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 You don't have to brush your teeth, but you do have to. I mean, you do, but you do. Know,
yeah.
you do have to go to the bathroom.
You do have to go to the bathroom.
And so if you can just, you know, put your phone down for a second, you yeah. know, everyone's sitting there with their,
right, their with phone. Their phone.
Right. But if you can take a second and mm-hmm. just sort of even just sitting there and just tapping on these points.
Yeah.
And just breathing, you know, and I tell people all the time, if you're in a meeting or you're going, you know, you're at a party, mm-hmm. you are at, you're with your family, you know,
yeah.
for the holidays or whatever, right. and you're feeling stressed, you're feeling worked up, you're feeling triggered in some way,
mm-hmm.
go to the bathroom,
there
go to the
go.
Bathroom, do a round of tapping, go back.
Excellent.
Everyone's going to give you privacy in the bathroom.
Right.
No one's going to follow you in there. No,
no
one knows why you're going in.
yeah.
They just think you're doing your business.
Right.
right? And all you have to do is go in there and literally do a few rounds of this and you can go back out. And it, like I said, it just creates a space.
Right.
To see things differently.
Yes.
And to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And to come back to yourself. And if you're feeling totally triggered, it can really create some movement in mm-hmm. terms of the way that you're seeing things and the way that you can see things. Because the way we see things isn't always the way things are.
Right.
As we know, right? Mm-hmm. We create all sorts of stories in our minds of what we think to be true. And our subconscious doesn't know the difference between mm-hmm. what's true and what's not true. And
yeah.
so our body's going to react no matter what. So
right.
if we think that this person, particular person, is triggering us on purpose, is, you know, poking at us to make us angry, and they're trying to, you know, really upset us for mm-hmm. a certain reason, we might create a whole story around that. And it might not actually be truth.
Right.
And
it's a lot
that
of that
story
worry
we create,
that's
right,
unnecessary.
And so that, you know, and that creates
mm-hmm.
emotions in the body, right?
Right?
And then we start getting angry and we start getting anxious and we start, you know, we got a pit in our stomach and, you know, all of that. And we're ready to fight. We get in that fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you might really not know what that story is. And so by doing the tapping, you can just see it. You can see it spin in a totally different direction.
You can like
That's
nip it in the
so
bud
cool.
right there and just
totally
let it go. And I love, I mean, with the brushing the teeth, going to the bathroom, the shower, it's multitasking at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Absolutely.
So that's amazing.
Right. And be in the moment. So,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So I'm going to let you kind of take this away. I know we had talked about maybe just since we are doing this over the podcast and for listeners out there to be kind of in a general emotion, I guess you could say, of talking about stress. Focusing this on stress a little bit because I think everybody experiences that. But go ahead. This is all you right now.
All right. So no one can see me, actually. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk people through the points first. I'm going to describe what the points are. And then I'm going to have you and I, we're going to tap together and you'll echo me and we'll go through it that way.
Perfect. So, and I will put a video, if you give me a specific link too, when we do the description for the podcast, I can put like a great stress tapping, you know, session linked in the description so that you guys at home can also visually see something. It won't be the exact same thing, but obviously you'll have that tool and have Julie right there with you to kind of do it on your own too. So we'll have that link on there. So
awesome. Yeah. And I would like just to put it out there, you know, everyone who's listening needs to take responsibility for their own emotional and physical well-being as we go through this. You don't have to go into anything really heavy as you do this tapping, you know, just picking a general stress or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So the first point is the side of the hand. And so the best way to describe that is between the wrist bone and the pinky bone. So it's that fleshy part of the hand. Some people might call that the karate chop point.
Yes.
That's not really a politically correct statement anymore, but that's really what it used to be called. So it's the side of the hand right there. Mm-hmm. The next point is just top and center of the head.
Okay.
And the next point is over the just over the inner eyebrow, where the eyebrow, the hair meets the bridge of the nose. It's right there. The next point, you just sort of move the fingers around to the very side of the eye on the bone there, just on the side next to the temple. Mm-hmm. The next point is under the eye, just kind of under the bone there. Mm-hmm. The next point is directly under the nose.
Okay.
And then the next point is on the chin, which is directly under the lower lip, kind of on the crease there. I do want to say, if you're off, it doesn't matter. The act of tapping is going to, it's all just energy anyway. Yeah. So if you're not right on the point, don't let that.
It's in that area.
Yeah. The next point is the collarbone point. And so it's a little tricky to describe, but if you feel the clavicle on both sides and just sort of drop down about an inch on either side, it doesn't matter, the right side or the left side. Mm-hmm. And then the last point is about 3 inches down from the armpit. So it's under the arm. It's about nipple line across and like mid-bra line for women. Women who are listening in. Men, you just have to sort of visualize what that might be.
Right.
But it's about 3 inches down from the armpit. And so you look a little bit like a monkey.
Like a monkey, yes.
Yeah. And you can tap on the right side, you can tap on the left side, or you can tap on both sides with both hands. So it doesn't matter.
Okay. And you were tapping very lightly. I mean,
you don't want to bruise yourself.
Right.
And it's like a tap, 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 tap. Okay. That's what that's like. There are no hard, fast rules about this. I want to make, this is based on intention. And so, again, don't get tripped up by, am I in the right spot? Am I tapping too hard, too light? The right hand, the left hand? Just sort of follow along and repeat after me with the words. And I'll tell you everywhere to tap, and all you have to do is repeat after me.
Okay.
So we're going to make it really easy.
I'm ready.
Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to start tapping on the side of the hand, on this, the side of the hand.
The side of the hand.
Opposite of the thumb, yeah.
There we go.
And repeat after me and say, even though.
Even though.
Oh, you know what? I want to stop here for 1 second.
Sure.
Sorry.
Yep, yep.
I want you to tune into a stress. We have to do that first.
Yes.
Yeah. So just tune into a stress. Okay. Something within the last hour, last day, whatever it is. Anybody listening, just tune into the stress. And then I want you to connect with... where you feel that in your body. So think about the stress in your mind. Maybe it's another person. Maybe it's an incident. Whatever. Maybe it's all the work you have to do. Whatever it is. Tune into it. And when you think about the stress, so you know you got it, right? You said you got something in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I want you to connect with that and see, because it's going to do something in your body, right?
Yes. Okay. I got it.
You feel it?
Yep.
Okay. So then I want you to rate it 0 to 10. You can do this in your mind. You don't have to do it out loud. Totally up to you.
It's okay. I'd say about a... 7.
7. Okay. 10 is the worst. 0 is none. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for anybody listening, you know, you can write it down if you want so you can remember where you started from and where you're going. And so now you have your tappable issue, right? And excellent. So we're going to start with the negative. You're going to hear a lot of negative statements too. We're going to go through negative first because that's us telling the truth about how we're really feeling. That's how we connect with our emotions and what's going on in our body. You're not actually tapping that in.
Right.
Okay. We're acknowledging it. So that we can then release it
let
it go.
Okay.
And then we're going to go through and say some positive statements.
Got it.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to start
tapping.
Okay. So tapping on the side of the hand, even though I'm stressed. About this particular issue. And I feel it in my body. Maybe I feel it in my chest. My stomach. Wherever it is. I feel this stress in my body.
I accept myself anyway.
Even though I'm feeling stressed about this issue. I keep thinking about it. Maybe I'm worried about it.
Or
upset about it.
It
doesn't feel good. And I want it to be resolved. But it's not yet. I accept myself. And whatever caused this stress. And I'm open to letting go. And we're staying on this point one more time. Even though. You didn't need to repeat that. That's okay. I know. I feel the stress in my body. And I can get worked up about it. I accept myself. And my body. And I'm open to letting go. And now we're going to move to the top of the head. Okay. Top and center. Just a tap, tap, tap. And you're going to move over to that inner eyebrow, that point just by the bridge of your nose. And tapping on the side of your eye. And tap under your eye, or I'm worried about it. And under your nose, I'm feeling the stress. And tap on the chin point. And maybe I feel it in my neck and shoulders. And tap on that collarbone point. Maybe I feel it in my chest. And you're going to tap under your arm point. That tightness in my body. And we're going to tap again on the top of your head. Stress in my body. And over your eyebrow. Things aren't going exactly as I would like them to. And tap on the side of your eye. I'm upset about it. And under your eye. I'm worried about it. And under your nose. And I haven't been able to feel better about it yet. And tap on your chin. And it's creating a lot of thoughts. And the collarbone point. And I keep thinking about it. And tap under the arm. I'm open to letting go. And again, tapping on the top of your head. I'm open to seeing this differently. And over your eyebrow. I'm open to relaxing about this. And the side of your eye. What if I could see this differently? And tap under your eye. What if I could recognize that this is okay? And tap under your nose and that it's going to be okay. And tap on your chin point. Releasing this energy in my body. And the collarbone point so that I can see it differently. And under your arm so I can relax about it. And tapping again on the top of your head. I can feel my body relaxing now. And tap over your eyebrow. My neck and shoulders are relaxing. And tap on the side of your eye. My chest feels lighter. And under your eye. My stomach feels lighter. And under your nose. Creating a space to breathe. And on your chin. Releasing the stress. And tap on the collarbone point. Or at least creating a space in my mind. To finding a place to resolve it. And tap under your arm, letting go. And you're going to tap the inside of your wrist to the inside of your wrist and just say peace.
Peace.
Good. And take a big deep breath in and release it. Good. And you can stop tapping. Good work.
Ooh.
And just see how that feels in your body.
I feel good. I feel very peaceful.
Just more relaxed, right?
Yeah. Definitely more relaxed.
So if you were at a 7 when you started, and of course, I don't know what the stressor is that you're thinking about. It might not resolve the problem, obviously, right?
I'd say I'm at like a 3.
Okay, a 3. So that's a big difference from a 7 to a 3. That's a 40% difference.
Yeah.
Now, you might not be at a 0. The goal is to get to, 0, 1, maybe 2, you know. 3 is good, too. That's movement. That's a 40% movement of where you were feeling before to where you're feeling now.
Definitely.
And you could go through that again. I mean, we could easily bring that down probably to a 0-1 if we keep, looking at it a little bit. If I were to know the specifics of it, we could address specifics, of what's sort of going on. We're not going to do that here. But that's how easy that can be.
I feel so much lighter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool, right?
It is.
And how long was that? Like 4 minutes, maybe?
That wasn't long at all. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And you were able to release a whole bunch of stress within mm-hmm. just a matter of that, you know, that short amount of time.
Well, and I think it really makes you focus in and think about, you're getting very one with that emotion. You are connecting and feeling it. And it's that act of, okay, now I'm letting this go. I'm doing it. You know, I'm recognizing it, letting it go. And I think you're very in that moment with it, with that space. And then you feel so much better.
Right. And you're accepting it. You're sort of owning it, mm-hmm. right? You're starting exactly. with that. Even though I'm feeling this
way. And knowing that it's okay.
Yep. Yes.
You know, it's okay to feel these emotions. And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things. I talk to a lot of people and they're always like, Jen, you know, and I've said this before, you're always so positive and, you know, do you never like experience anything? Are you never not happy? And it's like, no, I'm very much about owning your emotions and feeling it, but it's then letting it go and making that conscious choice to be more positive about it than choosing to be more negative. Sometimes, you know, things happen and we can't control it and there's going to be negative things that happen in life. But I think when you can kind of accept it, acknowledge it, and find the most positive outcome or choices or things that you can do to kind of help it along the way is definitely one of the stronger and harder things to do. You know, it's not easy to have that outlook.
Absolutely. And so this is something that I teach my clients is mm-hmm. that, number one, I have a video on what if tapping, right? Because mm-hmm. we can create all the what if stories.
Like, right.
You know, what if this goes wrong? And what if, we can create a million different things
Absolutely.
About how we start our day, right? Mm-hmm. What if my meeting doesn't go well? What if, you know, what if there's a plane crash? What mm-hmm. if there's a car accident?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's all that excess
that we create,
worry.
Right?
That, yeah,
exactly. And so we can really ramp that up mm-hmm. to like deeper, darker, you know, right. pretty bad places, right? And then we
Definitely.
Get into this dark hole and we can't get ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing that I teach my clients is, you know, you have two canvases, okay? And you can go, if something happens,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even something doesn't happen, right? You know, if you notice that you wake up and you're like, you know, what if this day is going to be horrible? You know, what if I'm going to get in an argument with so-and-so? What if, you know, and you can go that route and these things haven't even happened yet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we can create these scenarios that haven't even been presented to us. So
the day hasn't even started.
It's exactly. Like, and like all of a sudden we're so ramped up about all the things that can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can paint that canvas that way if you choose to, mm-hmm. right? The what if, you know, the doom and gloom. But you also have this other canvas that you have an opportunity to say, what if today is going to be a great day? You know, what if an amazing opportunity is just going to, you know, show up today?
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm going to get along beautifully with my spouse? What if this is going to work out? What if this is going to work out? What if, you know, and you can, you know, what if this is, I'm going to feel so great today? What if I am going to be on my game and I'm going to be the best version of myself all day long? There is a very different feeling there
Absolutely.
With either one of these canvases.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can make the choice. We can go, what if doom and gloom? And we can go, what if, you know, sunny days? And it doesn't mean it's all going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, things happen in life.
Right.
Things happen. And I mean, as an example, I woke up this morning and my dog had like pooped all over the floor.
Oh, no.
So I woke up and I was kind of like, oh, this is how this day is starting, right? It was like raining outside.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, and then I'm like, wait a minute. You know, you clean up the poop and you move on.
Exactly.
And that is I was thinking about it later and I'm like, that is exactly what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of clean it up and you move on. Just because you have like a bad 10 minutes doesn't mean the rest of your
day. The whole day has to go like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you have these canvases. You can go this way. You can go this way. And so I always say, like you probably do, if people are always telling you, you're always so happy
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you take the positive outlook.
Yeah.
It's because you take the what if this is all going to work out. What if I can feel good about this? What
mm-hmm.
if I can change the trajectory of my day, even though these things happen?
Well, I think it's just having the choice of how you react to things. Is really what it comes down to. You can be in that negative state or you can choose to be more positive about it. And positive self-talk like that. I mean, it is a skill that is hard to kind of, you know, create for yourself that dialogue daily. But I even think with myself, like with competing and all of that has kind of really helped me get a little bit better with that. But everybody struggles with it. But it's like having that choice and talking to yourself kindly and being gentle with yourself and knowing things are going to be okay. And it's okay that I'm feeling this way, but you know, I can continue this day as a great day and be positive about it. It's all of that. I think it's just your outlook and how you react to things. And you know, then we can attract more goodness into our lives.
100%. Yeah. That's the goal, right?
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I absolutely love this. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we kind of wrap up? I want to make sure everybody has your info of how they can contact you and get to you and follow you and all of that good stuff. But I didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to
add.
No,
I think this is a lot of information we gave to people.
I think it was.
No one's ever heard of this. We probably totally overwhelmed
like,
them.
Oh, my gosh.
But hopefully people are feeling good, you know, just from doing the tapping. But people can find me. Number one, they can find my videos on YouTube. Just to type in the search, Julie Schiffman.
Awesome.
I'm just starting my own channel. So that is, just, you know, that's also Julie Schiffman. Schiffman with a C. S-C-H-I-F-F-M-A-N.
Awesome.
They can find me at my website, julieschiffman.com. They can follow me on Facebook, Julie Schiffman, EFT, all those fun things. So thank you so much for the opportunity to come on and share, because I love to share about tapping. I think everybody should know how to do it. Children, adults, teenagers, for sure.
Well, it's easy enough, and it's something that you can have control of, and it's that tool that you can utilize. So that's obviously my goal, is to be able to share with others, you know, all these amazing people that I know and am connected with, and have them share their information, because knowledge is power. And I think it's definitely, you know, very helpful guide. And I want you to send me that link so I can put it in the description so you guys can follow along and have a visual to obviously see kind of what we did in this little brief tapping session as well. So.
Awesome. The only other thing I want to say is, you know, tapping only works if you use it. So you could like hear about it and be like, oh, I heard that's great.
I heard that's great. But
yeah, it only works if you use it though. So you got to just try it. It doesn't hurt to try it. It just is, it's easy. Easy peasy.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you again so much for taking the time out. And all of you listeners, you know, if you have any questions or topics you want to hear, you can go to my Facebook and shoot me a message at Getting Zen with Jen Z. I'll talk to you all next time. Thanks. Bye.